Let the little children come. Family worship on Sunday and the other 6 days too. By Scott Annual. Free Grace Press, 2021. 148 pages. A brief book summary from Books at a Glance. Table of Contents. Introduction. Two examples. Part 1. A little bit of doctrine, history, and philosophy. Our goal? The discipline and instruction of the Lord. From integration to segregation, practice makes perfect. Do this in remembrance of me. Part 2. Tips for parents, pastors, and parishioners. Tips for worship in the assembly. Tips for the other 6 days. Part 3. Tools and resources. Resource recommendations, tools from Tune My Heart, Religious Affections Catechism, Liturgies for Church and Home. Summary. Introduction. The disciples were shocked that Jesus would welcome the little children rather than focus all of his attention on teaching their parents and other adults. Jesus' attitude towards children was countercultural, and it is still foreign to many people today. The disciples were acting without malice, but they were still wrong. In today's church culture, we unfortunately sometimes imitate them in our corporate worship and in our family worship. In trying to provide services segregated according to ages and catering to what we think children or teens want, we have created a generation gap in the church and failed to teach our young people how to worship. Not only do children not worship with their parents on Sunday, very few worship with their parents in the home during the rest of the week. Scripture teaches that children are sinners and that they require instruction and correction. Children best grow into mature disciples when they learn to worship in an intergenerational environment. It is an error to segregate children from adults in worship, and it is also an error to minimize the importance of the church by overemphasizing the family. Family discipleship needs to take place in a local church context. Part 1. A little bit of doctrine, history, and philosophy. Every family needs a mission statement, since every family should operate with an identified goal. Parents should raise their children according to the biblical mission. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6 provides a model confession for us. We are to know God and believe true things about Him. He is the only true, living God. We are to teach our children to honor God, love Him, trust Him, and obey Him. The New Testament adds that we can only know God and be saved through Jesus Christ. Children need to be taught the core truths of the faith from childhood. They need to be taught obedience and that there are painful consequences when we sin. Crucially, we must not merely know things about God. We must know Him personally and love Him above everything else. Knowing, loving, and obeying God are at the heart of proper worship. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9, Moses moves from the Shema to tell parents to diligently teach these truths to their children. Instruction is to be ongoing and daily, and it is to be intentional and planned. Parents are responsible for teaching their children, but they need the help of a Christian community where the older help to train up those who are younger. We should want children in our corporate worship service so that they are being influenced by mature Christian adults. If we were only trying to transmit information to our children, many methods might work, but we are leading them to know, obey, and love God. As a result, how we teach them matters. Scripture contains genres and forms to communicate the truth of God, and these forms are not arbitrary. Not every methodology is compatible with Scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 12 through 13, and Joshua chapter 8, verse 35, reveals that little ones were part of the groups that were gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When people gathered for worship, they did so in families, including their children. Paul's epistles assumed that children would be present when the letters were read, which is why Paul addresses remarks to children in Ephesians and Colossians. Church history shows that the early church had children in the corporate worship services. The same is true in the Middle Ages, with the Reformers and the Puritans. In the 19th century, Sunday schools eventually began to separate children from parents. Charles Finney's revival methods encouraged segregation based on age, since people could be convinced to receive Christ by strategic means. For Finney, since children are not on the same level as adults, they needed to have their own group. Schools also shifted to dividing up classes according to age, and this philosophy moved into the church. Today, children's church often hinders spiritual growth by removing children from the regular worship service, even though advocates of children's church are sincere. Scripture is clear that families are to worship and pray together, but this is often neglected in today's churches. Families are context in which children can be taught to know, love, and obey God. Tragically, many parents shifted the training of their children to the professionals at the church. Scripture is clear that our hearts are sinful, and that without a change in inclination of our children's hearts, their knowledge will not help them. Children go with their gut instincts more than they are controlled by head knowledge. Proper character needs to be cultivated, and they need to develop the skill of obedience. Much of what we do on a daily basis is based on habit, so we need to cultivate godly habits rather than ungodly ones. Knowledge and skill are not the same thing. Skills require practice. This principle applies to spiritual virtues and Christ-likeness. Children need knowledge and instruction, but they also need discipline and spiritual practice. Using scripture, parents need to train their children to become spiritually mature. The best way to learn these practices is by imitation. Young people need to see the practices of godly older people and then imitate them in turn. Our goal is to raise our children to be disciples of Jesus who know Him, love Him, and obey Him. We need to teach our children so that they have knowledge, but it is also essential that we help them cultivate spiritual practices and habits. Habit-forming practices are fostered in every society and institution, since they are necessary for the smooth functioning of a community. Manners are one kind of habit and practice that need to be taught and modeled. 1 or 2 hours a week on a Sunday morning is not enough time to cultivate godly habits. Raising children with godly habits takes time, and it is also vital that we pay attention to how they are being shaped. Methods matter. Children need to learn reverence by seeing it modeled. They must not learn to think that Scripture or God is silly through the stories and games they are exposed to. Corporate worship is formative, and children should see how to worship. They need to be taught the Word and also guided into biblical practices. God has ordained the means of grace, and we should trust Him that they are sufficient. Children learn through imitation, and this is one reason why God prescribed rituals of remembrance for the church to participate in. Both parents and children need the practice of remembrance, for example, as commanded in the Lord's Supper. To make disciples of children requires careful teaching and careful attention to how the child is being taught. Part 2. Tips for Parents, Pastors, and Parishioners. Before children can understand much of the intellectual content of the worship service, they can learn a great deal about how to reverence and love God from what they observe. They can learn how God is to be approached before they can understand much theology. Although parents need to do a lot of work to teach their children to listen and worship, nothing teaches them how to worship better than being part of it. One of the best ways for church leaders to foster this kind of environment is to specifically encourage families that children are welcome. Our services should reenact the gospel, liturgically structuring the service around the pattern laid down in Scripture. Rituals, habits, and practices build church community and model godly ways of responding to God. Pastors can speak to children directly. Churches should find ways to make it easier for families, such as providing designated seating near the back. Parents prepare their children for corporate worship starting on Monday. They should also get their children ready on Saturday night so that things can go smoothly on Sunday morning. Avoid using distractions that will form habits you will need to undo later. Children can also review with us the expectations of behavior that we can have for them at the church worship service. Parents should sit with their own children and help them understand and participate as much as possible. Help them find Bible passages, etc. Younger children may be encouraged to draw a picture of what they are hearing, while older ones can be taught to take basic notes. Members of the church who do not have children should be as welcoming and encouraging of families with children as possible. Sunday worship is indispensable, but there are 6 other days during the week. It is imperative that families cultivate a dedicated time for family worship. Structure is important, even though every daily activity and moment is an opportunity to promote spiritual development. Planning liturgy in the morning can be a great way to start the day. Mealtimes are essential, and often after supper is one of the best times for family worship. Special holidays like Christmas and Easter are times to give special care for family worship. When children come of age, a ritual and celebration can be formative. Regular reading good books out loud is beneficial long beyond when the children are small. Families should gather for worship at least once a day, and for many, a time of worship right before bed works well. Bible reading, singing, and prayer should be part of our worship. It needn't be long, but it is forming a godly habit and discipline. It is also possible to have discussions, memorize Bible passages, and learn a catechism. During times of family worship, we should model the attitudes and behaviors we want to see on Sunday mornings. There should be adoration, praise, and thanksgiving. Part 3. Tools and Resources. This section contains numerous lists, charts, and recommendations for books, songs, scripture reading plans, memorization passages, catechism training, liturgies for church and home, sample templates for children's sermon notes, prayers, and resources for special occasions. For those looking to implement the principles in the first 2 parts of the book, there are scores of resources and practical tools identified in this 3rd section. Copyright 2024. Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only, and except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.